Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, May the 30th. Thursday, May the 30th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Let me double check my sound. Let's see. Make sure that my sound is coming through okay.
Babe, can you hear me okay?
Yes. You can hear me okay? Okay, great. All right. So I was just double checking to make sure that my sound was coming through okay. You guys know we be having these sound issues every once in a while. So, brothers and sisters, we want to talk about the true esoteric meaning of the Battle of Armageddon that is talked about in the book of Revelations and the end time prophecy. So we all have been exposed, if you will, to the over an understanding of what we talked about yesterday in the book of Matthew chapter 24, where it talks about until the gospel of the kingdom is preached, none of the end time events will take place. So there are some end time events that it talks about that is prophesied in the valley of Megiddo and the great tribulation period that is talked about inside of the Bible, what we call the rapture. And so all of this takes place inside of the Bible, and it's prophesied that there's going to be a battle that's at the end of times, and that is going to end this world. This is going to take place at the hill of Megiddo. And we want to break this down esoterically to remove all of the fear. Because anytime there's anything that promotes or brings fear, then you want to examine it and look at it, because we serve a the prime creator, the big G, that says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. So we have to understand, what does this all mean? Inside of, now I would love to go through step by step, and I will one of these days. I'm going to break down the entire book of Revelation in the New Testament of the Bible, where this word Armageddon is, and how this battle of Armageddon, which is located, you know, in what they call the Valley of Megiddo. Now, if we look at this and we break this down, it's actually, you remember, Yahushua always taught in parable, or parables. So doing or understanding the etymology of the word Armageddon, which appears only once, and that's in the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 16. This word in Hebrew means Har, H-A-R, Megiddo, M-E-G-I-D-D-O. Where we get the word Megiddo, which means the mountain or range of hills. It means a hill. It means to loop around or to loop up. It means a mount. Strong Concordance, H4023, Megiddo or Megiddon. It means place of the crowns. It means crowns. It's referred to a place or that where it looks like a plain of crowns, where it's shaped like, or it has a crown or horn. Now, without going too deep into breaking down the esoteric meaning of what this truly means, as you know, everything inside of the Helios Biblios, what we call the Bible, is a function of the body. And your ability to understand Amon's horn totally gives you a vivid description of everything that is talked about inside of the book of Revelation. Now, I could go really, really deep, but then I would I want to give you enough information to understand how Amon's horn, which if you go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in A-M-M-O-N-S and the word horn, H-O-R-N, and the hippocampus, and we're getting ready to break this down so that way you can understand what this is talking about inside of the Bible when it talks about the battle of Armageddon and Megiddo and what it actually means for you. Because there's a battle that is going on. It's located in the central cortex in what is called the ala cortex. It is the medial temporal lobe. It is the place where two interlocking parts take place. This is called Armageddon or Megiddo. Or in biology, there is a place right where the hippocampus interacts that is called the dentate gyrus. So if you go to, and again, without getting too deep into the biological components or aspects of it, but I got to give you the overstanding of the hill of Megiddo, which is what the word means. Armageddon means hill of Megiddo or hill of Ammon, where we get the word Amon-Ra. And if you look at the ancient text, Moses is always pictured with horns. All of the ancient texts, it shows a guy and he has two horns on both sides of his brains. Those horns that are outside of his head are actually an indication of the heel inside of his head. And so in all of the ancient texts, when we look at the secrets of in ancient Hermes and the scriptures of Zeus, Amon, that goes all the way back, this is the secrets of Zeus, where we get J or Yay or G or Jesus. Now, this doesn't negate or take away from anything that you've been taught. This just adds to what you already understand. Now, remember, Yahushua taught, everybody knows the outside meaning, but very few people know the inside meaning. That's the reason why everybody's afraid of the book of Revelation. Now, again, from front to back, if I was to go through the entire book of Revelation, you will find that it's talking about an ancient deity known as Zeus Ammon, Zeus dash or hyphen A-M-M-O-N. And so this is a story about the mystery that takes place inside of. Now, remember, Zeus was considered the ruler of all the Olympian gods back in Greece. And Amun, who's known as Amun, or A-M-U-N, was known as the king of gods in Egypt, or in Egyptology. So it is a mixture, if you want to use that term, of two cultures or two gods or two chief gods or two chief deities. And so this is a hybrid god called Zeus Amun that, again, is located in the Lebanon desert, or what they call Memphis, which was the capital of Egypt back in antiquity. Now, without getting into Alexander the Great and all of the oracles of Amun, and get into, you know, the Odyssey of Libya and breaking down stuff that took place back during the Persian rule of Alexander, going back. And again, this is just basic history. If you just look into, there's a book called The Life of Alexander, and it breaks all of this down. So this was all known back in that culture, back in that time. But the library in Alexander was destroyed by, you know, your buddy who invaded Egypt. I'm gonna get it right. And this is talking about the hippocampus. Now, once you understand the battle that is going on, the brain, inside of your brain is an organ, and in the center of the hippocampus of the brain, you will find something that is called Amun's horn. Now, another name for it is called Amen. So in the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, it talks about Amen or Amun. Now, I'm speaking slowly on purpose because this is a highly debated topic. I am not taking away from anything that's already been taught. I just need you to get a deeper understanding that, which is what I do, because that's found in Hebrews 6:1. So when we look at Revelation chapter 3, Revelation chapter 6, and Revelation chapter 19, Revelation chapter 16, and Revelation chapter 19, and Revelation chapter 6, and Matthew chapter 24, all of these explain a process of what a battle that is taking place in your brain right now. So when we look at Revelations, and let's just drop down. I wish I had time to read the entire book, but Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 says this. Let's read 13. Revelation 3, 13 says, "And he hath an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches." 14. "And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." Verse 15. "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I will worth cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." So Revelation 3:14 is very important because it's talking about A-M-M-O-N. But in the Bible, it is spelled A-M-E-N. Now, I've done many shows on this, talking about the esoteric and the exoteric meaning of the Bible, and how things inside the Bible are talking about things, inside of the body. Now, I got to take my time with this one because it's extremely important, because people get lost when we start talking about these esoteric subjects, just like yesterday's topic. And so today is a continuation, if you will, of yesterday's topic. Excuse me, let me grab some H2O. So in the book of Revelations, chapter 3, we see it, and let me read it again, verse 14. "And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen." So the Amen says things. Now, what I'm going to get ready to break down for you is extremely important. How does the Amun work, the Amen? Because the Amen is saying something. Now, I'm not making this up there. I just read it out of your Bible. Now, if you overstand what I overstand, you never have any fear, because it's all enlightening. It's all uplifting, because the Father, the prime creator, source code, the big G, is all knowing, all power, all present, all simple, all benevolent. That word in the ancient text means the beginning of a discourse. It means the ability for something to take place. That's what the word A-M-E-N, which is spelled A-M-A-N in the Hebrew. And in the Hebrew, Strong Concordance number H-543, Strong Concordance H-543, where you look it up, it means A-W-M-A-N-E, Amen, where we get the word. So it has to do with the persona that confirms something. It means an expression, a wish. It has to do with how certain things work inside of the brain. Now, the limbic system is a part of this seahorse that's inside of the brain. So if you go to Google and you type in A-M-M-O-N-S, or just A-M-M-O-N, and click on images, you're going to see something that's called the hippocampus that looks exactly like a seahorse. So all through the book of Revelations, it's talking about horses. And it's talking about men riding the horses. And the man that sit upon him, he had a white horse, the white throne, judgment, the black. It always talks about, there's a lot of references to horses in the book of Revelations and the different battles that goes on throughout the book of Revelation. That's talking about those horses, or the seahorse, if you want to use that term, that it talks about, which is A-M-M-O-N-S. That is the center of the hippocampus, and the hippocampus is Amun-Ra, if we want to use that term in Egyptology. Now, how does that work? How does the Amun's horn function? So only mammals have two hippocampus or hippocampi. Now, again, you can go to Wikipedia, you can go to dictionary.com, you can go to the Encyclopedia Britannica, and you can look up how does the human brain works, or just type in how does the hippocampus work. And when you type that in, how does Amun's work, it's going to pull this up. Hippocampus is located underneath the cerebral cortex. And so the hippocampus is something that interlocks the two hippocampus. Now, in mythology, the hippocampus is a seahorse, and this seahorse has a body with a dolphin or a fish tail, which represents Neptune. That's why the movie just came out. I forgot the name of the movie. Oh, boy, just, you know, he was man, I forgot the name of the movie. The guy that's in the water, the Aquaman guy. I forgot the name of the movie. Anyway, it just came out. That's what it's talking about as well. So this is under open understanding your neuroanatomy and how it relates to the gods or the sea god of the brain. Because the brain is made up of, again, water. So inside of one of Amun's horn is the corona amonis. It's spelled C-O-R-N-U-A-M-M-O-N-I-S. Now, this is broken down as a chamber inside of the brain. So your job is to understand that the hippocampus plays the most important part in activating the amygdala, which is involved in fear and fear memories. So the hippocampus is the organ or the part of the body that controls or maintains memory that is based upon fear. So any fear-based memories, anything to do with fear, anything to do with doubt, anything to do with unbelief, anything to do with fighting, anything to do with war, anything to do with any of these things, it takes place inside of the AMUNS horn, or the AMMONS horn, or the AMEN horn. So all throughout the battle, but all throughout the book of Revelation, which I was going to get into, that just reading through the book of Revelation, is that it talks about this battle. But everybody has been exposed to the biblical definitions and the biblical meaning of the book of Revelations and all the wars and rumors of wars and everything that takes place in the book of Revelation. So I don't have to read that. You can just go to church and you can get that in any Sunday morning. The Reverend Dr. Bishop will break that down for you. But what you need to understand is lying in the middle of the brain is a part of the temporal lobe. It is called Ammon's horn. And so Ammon's horn is the neuroanatomy of two hills. Now, remember the word Armageddon means hills or hill of Megiddo. That's a place where the kings of the earth, under demonic leadership, wage war against the forces of God at the end of time. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. This is the place where the Lord of the invisible world, if we want to use that term, fights against evil. This is the place where good and evil battle. No, so this is the place. Now, this war that is supposed to take place outside actually takes place inside. This is describing in the book of Revelations, when it talks about the battle of Armageddon, it is talking about something that takes place inside of the brain. Now, each place in the Bible is the Euphrates River, the Nile, everything in the Bible that it talks about, that is a war that is taking place inside the brain. Now, all of the conflict and all of everything that it talks about inside of this book and the establishing of the kingdom of God after this war takes place, all of this is talking about your brain and the battle that takes place inside of your head. Now, the ability for you to wrap your brain around that statement, now there is all types of proof. And again, I may do, this is just kind of like an intro, but the Battle of Armageddon refers to a war that is taking place between, quote unquote, spiritual government, and what I talked about yesterday, the government from hell. Now, the super soldier, the God men, the demonic empowerment, is transhumanism, AI, is going up against SI, but it's inside your head. So there is a gathering inside of your head, and there is weaponized satanic energy. That these are, again, what we talked about yesterday, that is amplified by 5G. So the prince of the power of the air is using technology. We talked about transhumanism. So they want to de-evolve instead of you evolve. So the book of Revelation is a book of revelation. So you're going to have devolation, revelation, evolation, or evolve. So the book of Revelation is a book of evolation, meaning how to evolve. So without the book of Revelation, you devolve. You go backwards. It is the ability to, now the only way you can accept evil or deception, I shouldn't say evil, it's just deception. The only way to accept deception is if you don't understand the book of Revelation. Because in the book of Revelation, again, the ancient Greek for this word, Armageddon, is Megiddo. And Megiddo means two hills. Those two hills are those two horns. And the two horns are Ammon's horns that's inside of the brain. And so this war, this battle, this everything in the battle, the Bible is talking about a process that is taking place inside of the body. Now, your ability to understand even the word apocalypse actually means revelation. It means an unveiling or an unfolding of things. And so the hippocampus, the amygdala, the pineal gland, they all work together to unfold memory. So the god of Ammon in ancient times was depicted as a man with ram's horns, and there were two horns on the outside of his head, and they were called Corna Amanas, C-O-R-N-U-A-M-N-O-N-I-S, which means Ammon's horn. but they were pictured outside of the man's horn. That's why the devil is always pictured with horns. So the reason that the devil is depicted with horns, that's the demonic mass that grows teeth and organs, and that's called a teratoma, a terrible tomb, a tumor. Now, go to Google and type in teratoma. I've done a series on that already and broke that down, teratoma. So what is a teratoma? Now, this is real. Like, go to Google and type it in on your favorite search engine. T-E-R-A in the word tumor or toma, T-O-M-M-A. It's a mass, but it got eyes, it got teeth, it got organs. It looks like a little person, and it grows inside of the body. What is that? Now, you go ask your doctor, what is a teratoma? Now, he's not going to tell you. But you just go to Google and look at it. It looks like how you got a body growing inside of a body. It got teeth, it got hair, and it's like a mass. It grows inside of people, but only certain people. So let me make sure you understand, because the hippocampus is the compartments of the brain, two compartments of the brain. And this is how you access visions, prayer, seances, meditations, psychedelics, paranormal. Everything takes place inside of the two hippocampi. So you got two hippocampi on both sides of the brain. This is called the GYRUS. This controls short-term, long-term memory and your ability to navigate. This is a war that is taking place inside of the dentate gyrus, which is a part of the region of the brain that is known as the hippocampus. And so the hippocampi, or the hippocampus, is the place where memories are stored. Let me say that again. It's the place where memories are stored. This is called neurogenesis. And it's only in mammals. Only mammals have two hippocampi. And neurogenesis is when these memories, the structure, fight against each other, meaning there are certain stimuli, for lack of a better term, that activates what they call mossy fibers inside of the axons, and they pull up memories. And now these memories, as we've talked about on many, many shows, are MEMS. And the word MEM is very close to the word men. And so all through the book of Revelation, when they're talking about this war going on, all these fighting, all of this stuff, this is what is taking place inside of the brain. And so your ability to understand that when we're talking about the hippocampus, which is two hippocampi, it controls all of the hippocampus. Now, campus actually is not spelled with a C. It's spelled with a K in the ancient text. So it's spelled H-I-P-P-O-K-A-M-P-O-S. So H-I-P-P-O means horse. K-A-M-P-O-S, campus, means monster. So campus, it means a sea horse or a sea monster. And so the hippocampus is the place where the sea monster, now remember the word human means sea monster. Again, Black's Law book, I have it inside of my book, because now the definition is gone, unless you go to Black's Law book from 1962, which I have inside of my book, I Am Too Human, because they changed the definitions, because they know knuckleheads like me who understand etymology. We're going to research the shizness back to where it came from. And you're going to find that whenever you damage your hippocampus, you damage your memory. You cause anybody that has damage to that part of their brain, it affects their memories and it creates what they call retrograde amnesia. Now, this is all you can go. Any therapist, any neuroscientist, any cellular biologist, any histologist, they can all tell you this. You can research this yourself. It causes retrograde amnesia. So we are gods with retrograde amnesia. So we all have damage to our short-term, which is on one side of the brain, long-term, which is on the other side of the brain. So there's a war going on between the sea monster and, the big G. We'll put it that way. So in the ancient text, they all understood this, and they all taught and thought, but they all understood this war that was taking place between or inside of the brain. So in the book of Revelations, it is describing and it is explaining the battle of Armageddon, of Armageddon. It's a battle between these horses. It's the battle between the hippocampus. It's the battle. It's a neuroscience. It's the battle basically of understanding the neurology of the body. Now, your limbic system, inside of the limbic system, the word limbic is a Latin term which means border. So the word limbo in English, L-I-M-B-O, that means a border or interstate. So when it talks about borders and lands inside the book of Lamentations, it's talking about the limbic system. So there is a border between all of the structures of the brain, the paleo, the neo, and the reptile. There's a border that's called limbic. So the limbic system includes the hippocampus, the amygdala, the hypothalamus, the pituitary gland, all of these things that take place inside of the body. So this is a war that is taking place inside of the body between or in this particular region of the body. And it uses the dendrites. And the dendrites, again, are little branches that extend from the neurons. This happens inside of what they call the fornix. Now, the fornix is a word for furnace. So when it talks about you've been thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, it's talking about the furnace. So the furnace is the fornix. So the fornix, if you go to the oval structure of the hippocampus, you will see the hippocampus, the fornix, and you will see the anterior commish, which is all of this is just part of the interior of the brain. So the pathways of the hippocampus, this is extremely important because this is talked about all throughout the book of Revelation. And so throughout the book of Revelations, when it's describing this war that's going on, it is talking about the different parts of the brain that is engaging in a battle between memories that are suppressed and not suppressed, depending on the type of damage that was done to the hippocampus. And whether you got a retrograde amnesia or not. So it's about a war that is taking place inside of the brain. Now, we still got to go a little bit further as we talk about, for example, if you identify how, and I got into this because I had two children that had epilepsy. So an epileptic seizure, when you look at it on a EEG, cardiograph machine and EEG, it records how thousands of neurons in the brain are firing, and they activate electrodes that are placed up on the skull. There is a voltage difference that indicates the activity that comes from the hippocampus. There is a war going on in the brain. The specialized dendrite spines, these are little spines inside of the dendrite sheaths or shaft. So when I was talking to a specialist from Mayo Clinic with my son, and they said that the sheath has no oil on it. It has no oil, Christos, Christ. And so it causes a hostile takeover of the brain because there is no Christos. There is no oil in the brain. So on each of the neurons and the axons inside of the dendrite, the sheaths is called, or shafts, they are not covered, or they have no anointing. They have no oil. And that is the major cause of what they call a temporal lobe epilepsy or a seizure. So a seizure can only happen if there is no oil that's covering the dendrite, and the word dendrite means tree. Now, the reason why this is so important is because when we talk about epilepsy, it means hostile takeover. It's not voluntarily. It's just you just walk in there. Now, again, I've witnessed this on numerous of occasions, and there's nothing more challenging as a father to watch your child go through a seizure and there ain't really nothing you can do about it. Only thing that you can do is just protect them and try to keep them from hurting themselves. And so when I got into studying neuroscience and what was the major cause of the hippocampus and what does it do when it comes to recognition? Because after the seizure, the person don't remember the seizure. They don't remember going into the seizure. They don't remember the seizure, and they don't remember coming out. They just wake up sore or, you know, bruised or battered. So I got into a lot of study and research and understanding the prefrontal lobe and understanding the cerebellum and understanding the hippocampus and the amygdala. And the amygdala plays a major part in the memory formation. The amygdala also is how memories are stored. So the body is a big storage device. And that was a movie where I think it was called Johnny Mnemonics. And Keanu Reeves played the character. And in this movie, his body was a storage device. And he could store memories inside of the body. And they said that the body was the best place to store memories because the amygdala regulates emotion. And the main function of the amygdala is fear and aggression. And so it stores memories that influences your stress hormones, specifically fear, doubt, and unbelief. And so the book of Revelation is talking about, it's a book that is talking about the amygdala, the hippocampus, and how the hippocampus, which again is the hippocampi, but the hippocampi and the hippocampus, they're really the same thing, but it's two of them. And it's a story of about how these two memories, one memory is good, one memory is bad. So you have a memory of your prior existence with the Father, and you have the memories that you've accumulated on earth. So the book of Revelation is about these two horses, the white horse and the black horse. The riders upon those horses are engaging in the process of declaring, or what they call the process of declarative memorization. This is the process of transferring new learning into long-term memory. This is where this determines where you live in heaven or in hell, meaning whether the old earthly memories override your new heavenly memories. Now, this is really deep. I'm just giving a brief overview of how the hippocampus functions in maintaining your memory. Now, there's great TED Talks on this subject. There's a lot of more information on this, but there's a war going on inside of the brain. And there is an attempt to control, again, what memories surface, your memories of your prior existence with the Father, Spirit, or your memories of your existence here in hell, earth, the black horse versus the white horse. Now, The Rider of the Pale Horse, that was a great book written by William Cooper, Behold the Pale Horse, that talks about this. It doesn't get into the biology of it, but it breaks down what we all know. The battlefield, you know, the big bear, Russia versus the United States falling, all of this stuff that's going to take place. That's the narrative that they want to promote because that allows them to stay in power. So if they can get enough people to buy into the exoteric description of the book of Revelation, they win. If there's enough people like me who does what it says in Matthew chapter 24, they lose. So that is why people like me get demonized, because they don't want you to know what I know. Because then if you know what I know, then the hippie-cappy, it loses. So the angel of Lycia, these things says the Amen. So the word A-M-E-N in Revelation 3:14 is really A-M-M-O-N. The faithful and true witness, because that part of the brain records all memory based on every neuroscientist on the freaking planet that got a brain. There's some that don't. But everyone that got all memories, all motor functions, everything that has to do with any type of faithful and true witness to what you've done is recorded in that aspect of the brain. A-M-E-N, Revelation 3:14. The beginning of the creation of God. Let me say it again. The beginning of the, how is God created? The beginning of the creation of God. So the beginning of the creation of God, the Church of Laodicea, Revelation 3:14. Ammon is how the faithful and true witness is a record of all the shizness that you do while you're here on earth. So everything talks about neurotransmitters. So neurotransmitters are involved in a process of memory because they use epinephrine, they use dopamine, they use serotonin, they use melatonin, they use glutamate to do what? To activate feel-good chemicals. So these neurotransmitters play a role in how we communicate neurologically through our neurons. This is called neurotransmission. Excuse me, this is how you develop new memories. So anything that is frequently repeated that has an emotional charge, preferably a good emotional charge, what does it do? It actually, when it's repeated, it creates a new, what I talked about today, and hopefully you've been tuning in, because what stops progress? A lack of anticipation. What is anticipation? If you tuned into last night's show, you know what anticipation is. It means foresight. It has nothing to do with the definition. It has to do with understanding that better habits, action, produces better results. So behavior that is repeated over time produces a trigger or a signal in the brain. So you control your behavior that is repeated over time. So therefore, you control your habits. So right now, you got a negative habit pattern. That's module one of the life management system. The reason that that is module one, I need you to identify the current horse, the white horse. I'm sorry, the black horse. That's your current memories. That's your old memories. That's your current habit pattern. That's called ego. That's the fake you. That's the false you. That's one of the hippocampi. Now you got to activate the new hippocampi. What does that mean? You got to develop some new memories. How? It must be total experiences. Why? Because that's the only way that you can produce endorphins. That's the only way that you can produce dopamine, serotonin, melatonin. Because that, again, establishes a new imprint deep. So the same way a negative event can produce, again, trauma-induced mind control. Well, you can also have positive trauma-induced mind control. So what I've done, as I talked about last night, is I've programmed myself by having positive experiences to override my negative experiences. Because, again, if I can have a very, very, very traumatic negative event that produces, let's say, PTSD, I can have a very, very, very positive event that can produce love SD, or whatever you want to call it. What do I mean? What I call it is a life-sustaining pattern. So I replace, that's what the modules is about. That's what the life management system is about. That's why I designed it the way that I designed it, because it's based upon the book of Revelation. Because I want to win that war. So the war that's going on in my head, there's a war going on in my brain. One part of the brain says, do good. Another part of the brain says, do bad. Which one wins? Well, the one that you feed. How do you feed it? Every time you do a behavior, you cast in a vote. You're voting for good, or you're voting for evil. You're voting for the right hippocampi or the left hippocampi. You're casting a vote either way. You're activating a neurotransmitter, and a neurotransmitter carries communication along the neurons via your neurotransmitter that develops new memories. So anything that is frequently repeated that has an emotional charge has an increased neurotransmitter synapse connection, or what they call a synap connection. So the more synaptic connections, neurons that fire together, synap, wire together. So all I've done is I've frequently repeated emotional. So I only put myself in environments that I can win. I only hang out with people that elevate me, that don't tolerate me. So I vibrationally separate myself from anybody that's not the vibrational equivalent, because I understand there's a war going on in my head, and I don't want to feed the battle. Now, they don't know why, but I know. I know that the battle of Armageddon is taking place right now. And the little horn, the hill of Megiddo, this is the hill. This is the place where kings of the earth under demonic leadership wage war against the forces of God under biblical godly leadership. This is the age of what we talked about yesterday, the super God men. They are gathering at the ley lines of the brain, and they are using weaponized satanic energy, BWB, Babylon working babies. They got a bunch of spiritual babies who working Babylon. It's called the doctrine of demons. And so they are establishing a planetary release of this transgender and this transgenerational using multiculturalism, multinationalism, multilanguage, multipersonality, all of this stuff, because there is one will of the fallen. That is the government of hell on earth. So every day you got to do something or you die. What does that mean? That means every day you got to feed your spirit and you got to starve the flesh, because the Bible says if you walk in the spirit, you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So your job is to understand. Now I'm giving you the biological components of it, so that way you can understand that every time you have a thought, you got to ask yourself, before the brain secretes more of the neurotransmitter called glutamate. Now, when I was in bodybuilding and weightlifting, we used to take glutamine all the time, right after the workout. And if you don't know anything about it, go to Google and type it in. It'll blow your theology. Because that is the number, that is the strongest, I'm going to use a chemical that triggers the formation of muscle memory. So the stronger the muscle memories, the weaker the emotional experience memory. In other words, after you work out, you take creatine and you take glutamine. Because those chemicals biologically, again, we're talking about basic biology, basic chemistry, they formulate a stronger neurological network, muscle memory. So bodybuilders, I want my muscles to remember how to move 100 pounds. So that way it's automatic. So my habit replaces my ASMR. That's what happened to you negatively. So the same way that you became addicted to alcohol is the same way you become addicted to God, that you become addicted to purpose, that you become addicted to love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, and you win the battle of Armageddon. So the true meaning of the battle of Armageddon is that you have to replace your current habit pattern, your negative habit pattern, with a new life-sustaining pattern. And so the whole purpose of the life management system is I teach you how to do that, because I did it for myself. But the problem is they just tell you say a few Hail Marys, throw some salt over your shoulder, get you some sage, whatever your belief system is. But they don't give you a step-by-step biological process. Now, for me, as I talked about last night, this is, if not the most important thing, there's a great article by the Journal of Neurology that is the science behind what I'm expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today, that explains that the word hippocampus, now again, these are scientists, these are neurologists who understand neurology, but they understand that the word hippocampus comes from the Greek word that means horse and sea monster. And those two words, when you combine them, again, it's a horse that looks like a sea monster. And so all throughout the book of Revelation, when it's talking about horses, it's talking about this. It's not talking about physical horses. And they are, when they're talking about the sky, the cloud, it's talking about the brain. So based upon neurology, so we see the white horse coming out of the clouds represents, again, the brain, crown chakra. This represents the gods that's inside of the brain, that's a waging war. Now, in the ancient texts, they all over, under, and understood this. And they understood what this meant. Now, this started to change when Julius Caesar, around the 16th century, came along, and he changed. And then it was around, again, with the Council of Nicaea. So it's very important, Buster, because if you go further enough back, you will find out all of the references of biological references. And you get into understanding that Hell was talking about the fornix, and the fornix was code for furnace, and furnace was code for heat. And when it talks about, the fire, it was talking about the pyro or the pyramid. So all of these terms, and we could go through them, but for the sake of time, again, I'm just going, giving you a brief overview without going in and just starting and reading and just breaking down each of the. And then I may do an entire 7-hour series where we go through the entire book, probably, you know, Revelation 16 or either Revelation 19, because those are the two chapters that contain all of the quote-unquote bad stuff that is taking place during the Battle of Armageddon. And so everybody believed that these countries are going to come and they're going to fight. Now, that's what they want you to do, because they want to push that agenda, because that is the only way they think they can stop the transition, the end of the world. What is the end of the world? The end of the world is the end of the age, not the end of the world physically. It's the end of the age of Pisces and the beginning of the age of Aquarius. They know that. The age of the Aquarius is the age where the god men, the satanic super soldiers, die. So all of these books that you see with Marvel Comics, why are all of these super movies coming out, where they're getting all these superpowers? Those are the god men. Those are the Nephilim. Those are the great men of renown. They want you to want that, so that way they win. And you are feeding them with your energy by watching those movies. But what the movies that you should be watching, and the thing that you should be talking about, is what it talks about in Matthew chapter 24. When Jesus himself said that all of this stuff is going to happen, and what did it say? Do not be troubled. So I know people that read that, and what happened? They get troubled immediately. So we read that yesterday in the book of Matthew chapter 24. Nobody listening to this call should read the book of Revelation, and after you read it, you should be skipping. You should be happy. Because why? In the end, we win. We establish the kingdom of God. That means there's more people on this planet who are going to understand what I'm talking about with the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Because the Bible didn't say nothing about it says, until the gospel of the kingdom is preached, the end will not come. Meaning, the war will not end in your brain. And we broke that down yesterday, the word kingdom. Until you take dominion, the word kingdom has nothing to do with no damn place. It has nothing to do with nothing coming out of the sky. It has to do with you having a mental disposition in your brain, as we talked about that with the word basileia. So all of this is internal, like the Bible says. Anybody who does not believe that Jesus Christ came inside the body is not of God. The Bible also says that the kingdom of God is within. It didn't say nothing about it being outside. Now, if you got a kingdom outside, hey, God bless you, boo-boo. But you might want to check out the kingdom inside, because that's where the real war is taking place. There is a war going on right now in your brain. And your ability to understand how the Ammon's horn works. How does your brain work? What is the neurology of the brain? Once you understand, and once you do the research that I've done, and I have all of this inside of my books. Everything I'm talking about is inside of my book, Christ Eternal Within Inside of the Body. Also inside of my book, The Temple, The Biology of the Temple. All of this is broken down. What am I saying? All I'm simply saying is that they know the hippocampus can only be damaged by oxygen starvation. They know. Now, you don't know, but they know. They know that neuroplasticity, this is neurophysiology, neuroplasticity, long-term memory potential, stops if there is no water or no oxygen in the brain. So the brain suffers short-term memory loss, disorientation. That's why if I get behind you and I put a choke on you and you pass out, why? The brain needs oxygen. So if I can give you food, oxygen, that's not oxygen, so no matter how much you're breathing, there is no oxygen in the air, that causes brain damage long term. So oxygen starvation, Oxy Genes. Now, remember, I broke that down already. OXY Genesis. OXY is Oxy. That's basically God. OXY. So, if I can prevent you from connecting with Source, the Battle of Armageddon, you lose. So everybody got to fight this war individually. This is not no group war that's going to be fighting or fought over, you know, China against the United States and or Russia, the bear against, you know, all of this stuff that everybody put, all of the preachers talk about. Now, it will happen if they can do enough predictive programming. That's the reason why they put it in all the movies. They got to get enough people to buy it to activate the sea monster. You are a sea. They got to turn you into a monster. In the book of Revelation, they said they saw a monster. This monster come up out of the sea. And it talks about out of the sea of humanity. Man, I wish I had the time. Like I said, I may do a series on the whole book of it. Because when you read the book of Revelation, that's when it really registers like, wow, this is talking about the two hippocampi that are on each side of the brain. So when you look at the cerebral hemispheres that is separated by a grove, G-R-O-V, Bahamian grove, in the Old Testament, when you see the word grove, it means a ritual. Same place, same time, because what does it do? Habit. Habits replaced. You have been designed by God. Without your knowledge or approval, God didn't even ask you. The big one, not the little one. And everybody has a success algorithm. That means you cannot be poor. It's impossible. The only way you can be poor is if I replace your ASMR, your automatic sensory, your lymphatic system. Because remember, your immune system is so powerful, it can kill any disease. Unless it's weakened. Without enough H2O. And without enough oxygen. So if I can give you, if I can oxygen starvation, if I don't get no oxygen, then I put you into a state where you are suffering from amnesia and you lose consciousness. And so your success algorithm, which is a cognitive script in your brain that automatically is automatic. This is, again, a mental shortcut to success. This is the orchid. So the Father has orchid. He has a blueprint downloaded inside of you. That's your life optimization chart that I gave you. That's your blueprint. That is your success habit that is designed to override your negative habit pattern. Unless you're suffering from oxygen starvation. And unless you're not alkaline, you're drinking bad water. Then the neurons in your brains, they're misfiring. And if you have a lot of misfires, that's called a seizure. That's a hostile takeover of the brain. So your brain has been hostilely taken over by who? That guy that's riding that black horse. Due to oxygen starvation, it creates all types of issues inside of the brain. So your hippocampus is so, your lymphatic system is built in a way, because remember the word lymphatic just simply means border. It controls the borders. That's what all of the book of Revelation is about. It's about this war that's going on inside of your circuitry and inside of certain regions, and it's destroying the certain fun or the functions inside of the body. So once you understand that the hippocampus dominates all of what they call, again, your spatial cognitive or behavioral inhibition, meaning your all psychological or all behavioral science deals with basically synaptic connections inside of the hippocampus. So you have what is called a cognitive map. You was born with it. You ain't got to develop it. You was born with a cognitive map. It is a mental blueprint of your individual code. Now you can go to Google or your favorite search engine. You can type in E.C. Tolmer, E-C-T-O-L-M-A-N. And he wrote a great book back in, I think it was 79 or 78, called The Hippocampus and the Cognitive Map. This is where I get my success algorithm from. This is how I know. I don't have a belief system. I have a knowing system because I've already did the research and I understand that the fear conditioning is what they call an effective process. It's not a natural biological process. So this fear conditioning, that's why everything on this earth is designed to keep you in a state of fear, because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but he gave you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So your ability to lose the ability to create new memories is called anti-grade amnesia. A-N-T-I-R-O-G-R-A-D-E. Go to any neuroscientist and ask them what it is, and it affects the frontal cortex, the frontal lobe. Why? That's where your memories are stored. So you cannot replace your negative habit pattern with a new one, because every time you do not have the ability to store long-term memories because of your quote-unquote amnesia. And then we have retrograde amnesia. When retrograde amnesia is the loss of the ability to, excuse me, access. Let me get some water again. One is on one side of the brain. The other one's on the other side of the brain. That's the battle of Armageddon. So number one, I'm going to destroy your ability to establish or to return because you lost your map. You don't have your cognitive map. Now, your brain is designed, man, source code, the big G, man, he's the biggest gun. He's the baddest lion in the jungle. I don't know why anybody would hang out with any lesser G. I don't understand. The big G designed you where you isn't. The only way you can fail is if you work really hard at it. You got to work hard to be poor. You got to work really hard to be sick. You got to work really, really hard to be ignorant. And you got to work overtime to be in a bad relationship. You got to be the causality of that reality. Because you have a cognitive map. You got an automatic sensory-based meridian line activating system. It activates the 12 meridian lines in the body. It don't even ask you. It's automatic. Your heart beat automatically to keep your behind alive. You do this all day, automatically. You don't even think about it. Source code did it for you. So the same way you have an automatic breathing algorithm, you got an automatic wealth algorithm. You got an automatic health algorithm. You got an automatic knowledge algorithm. That means it's mathematically impossible for you to be stupid. It is mathematically possible for you to be sick. It is mathematically and biologically possible for you to be poor. It is mathematical and biologically possible for you to be in a bad relationship. The only way that shizness exists is if you're suffering from retrograde amnesia. And if you're suffering from anti-grade amnesia, one prevents you from rewriting using epigenetics a new code using gamma amino acids, GABA, that stimulates the fibers inside of the hippocampus. Now, I don't know if y'all want me to go deep, man, because if I go deep, we're going to be here for a long time, and we're going to talk about theta rhythms, where I get, again, my algorithms. So my algorithms are theta-based rhythms. So theta waves generate what is called a theta rhythm. A theta rhythm is a neuro-oscillating pattern that can be seen on an EKG machine. It is recorded. It comes from the ether, and it's downloaded inside the freaking brain, and you can pick it up with electrodes in the freaking scalp. This is called theta rhythm. This is called a hippocampi theta rhythm. Now, I don't know if you really want to know what I know, because if you do, you're going to walk through demons and devils on the regular. And people are going to look at you the way that they look at me. Because, see, everybody got a damn belief system, but there's very few Negroes got a damn biological, cosmological, theological system that understands how to activate so that way you operate on automatic pilot. And you are automatically wealthy. Money comes to you. It tackles you and it jumps in your pocket. You cannot be sick because your body immediately tells me, you need to go on watermelon diet, homie. You've been knocking out too much sugar. My body tells me. I haven't weighed myself in like freaking 10 years. I don't own a watch. I don't own a scale. None of that stuff that everybody else do. I don't have no plan. I don't have no script. my body. I just listen to my gut. I listen to my spirit because my theta wave, I have a theta wave system that is based upon theta waves. It is a success algorithm. It is a cognitive script. It was passed down to me by source code that activated, and it continues to activate because it releases serotonin, melatonin, all the feel-good chemicals into my system. So I know, and then based upon that, I control my psychological state of my hippocampus that controls the memory bank. So all of my spatial, what they call spatial memories inside of my body is automatically activated because I return back to source. I'm one with source. So I don't have no response inhibitors that we talked about. Remember we talked about that those neurological inhibitors that creates your inability to connect your neurons together. And then I talked about those neurological inhibitors or inhibitors that allows you to connect your neurons, those three that disconnect, three that causes them to connect, and your ability to oscillate and vibrate activates your algorithm. So that way it's automatic. What is a habit? A habit is something that is repeated so many times that it becomes automatic. Now, a habit is not a part of the automatic sensory-based memory or meridian system. But the habit can mimic it. So that means until I return back to source and my cognitive maps that was given to me at birth that establishes what is called mental mapping. This is how all behavioral science work. And you can measure it under any neuroimaging device. This is called functional magnetic resonance imaging. This is the behavioral science behind functionality. Without fun, there is no function. And so the function, now if one neuron is having fun and all the other neurons are not, bam, you're suffering from anti-grade and retrograde amnesia and you don't know it. You're a god with amnesia. Because why? You can get there fast by yourself. But to stay there long, you're going to need everybody else. So functional magnetic resonance imaging is the ability to detect changes in the blood flow in the brain to see the neurological activity, or what is called neurological coupling. So neurological coupling is what I call sex in the brain. So I already know, because when I went to the doctor, they put my behind underneath the E, and I was asking them what was going on. That's what they told me. And they said, hey, we want to study you. Remember I told you guys that they offered me $5,000 to stay in the University of Texas here in San Antonio so they could find out how the hell I'm not locked up. They could not figure out how my brain works because they said that my brain fires like I'm having a seizure, but I'm in resting heart rate is 60, blood pressure 120 over 80. Sugar, cholesterol, everything is great. But the neurons in my brain is like, they're just firing like they're going crazy. So the functional magnetic resonance imaging, that's why I learned all this stuff, said that, hey, dude, right now your brain is basically having an epileptic seizure. But there is no activity that is being released. Now, scientists break this down. They call it an episoid memory loss or an episodic memory. It just simply means that there's a disconnect between the negative behavior because the cognitive map that was given to you by source is overriding the body. So my body has been overridden by spirit. That's why I know what the Bible says work. I don't need the Bible. I am the Bible. Because I've done behavioral science, and I understand that, again, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So from a psychological neuroscientist or behavioral psychological science, I understand the role of what is called memory navigation. Now, without getting too much into that, because we're already pretty much out of time, but I need to drop this last nugget in your lap. Because without over understanding this, then phase, what I call phase congregation, doesn't take place. So we go to a congregation instead of having a congregation. Now, this establishes what is called a theta wave state in the brain. Everybody should be in this state. So the hippocampus produces a theta rhythm in the brain. So this theta rhythm in the brain activates memory potential or membrane potential. So this is the electrical potential between the interior and the exterior of a biological cell. And it allows it to maintain millivolts. Now, this is what is called the sub-threshold memory potential in biology. So if you got to anybody who studied neurobiologists, and my sister's daughter who's getting her PhD in neuroscience, we talk all the time. I'm doing her Dear Canary report because I promised her if she get a PhD in neuroscience, because she's my backup. She's the one that got all of the you know, worldly credentials that everybody work. So when people say, "Hey man, you ain't got no credentials," then I can, you know, kind of pull her alongside. But you know, I'm gonna go ahead and get my worldly credentials too for the naysayers anyway. But another study for another time. So what am I saying? So your ability to understand that you control this, you control your memory potentials, you control whether or not your brain is in a theta wave state or not, because you control your theta rhythm. You control and you activate your cognitive map. You do. You activate all of this process, all this biological stuff. So the battle that taking place, the battle of Armageddon, the battle of I got all these names mixed up. The Hill of Megiddo. All of this is simply talking about one thing. All of this biological mumbo jumbo that I've been talking about. So, Doc, what do we do, man? You said a whole bunch of biological stuff, and I'm impressed with your knowledge. But how do I pay my light bill with all of this stuff you've been talking about? Ooh, I like that right there, because you know what? I like to keep it on the first grade level. I just said that for all of the, you know, naysayers out there. At the end of the day, the Book of Revelation inside of the Bible, is a process that takes place inside of the body. Right now, as prophesied, there is a gathering of armies that are taking place. These armies are neurons. So each individual neuron in your brain is a soldier. So in the Helios Biblios, there is something called it means hill or generations of hills. So the word Armageddon, which again is in Revelation 16:16, and I think, did I read that? I don't think I read that. But it is translated again, mountain or range or hill or horn, which is Megiddo. So the word Armageddon really means Megiddo. The word Megiddo really means Ammon. The word Ammon really means amen. And it talks about that they resembled them, or they assembled them at the place that in Hebrew is called Har Megiddo. Revelation chapter 16, verse 16. Now, we already read, Revelation 13 that gave us the word Ammon. Now, we're reading the other part of the hippocampi, which is, again, Megiddo, which comes from the word Har, which is interesting because we got A-M, but in Revelation 16, it's H-A-R, but it's A-R. So the battle of Armageddon is really the battle of Harmageddon, Revelation 16, 1 through 15, to get all of the verses. So inside of the brain, they are assembling all the neurons assembled there. So it is the gathering. Now, there is an esoteric gathering that is taking place as we speak by the less dominant culture, we put it that way, at all of the ley lines on the earth. Because the ley lines on the earth match the ley lines in the brain. So they know that the Bible is a personification of the body. They, you know, the people that want to make America white again. Want to make America great again. They know that if they can do a, how can I put this delicately? If they can control Gaia, external, inside of the movie Gamer, or Mind Gamer, I think it was called, Mind Gamers that I was talking about yesterday, you can control what goes on inside of the body. So they're trying to control the ley lines. That's why there's a stadium built on every ley line on earth. You cannot you can't go and stand on a ley line. They're all covered up. And they have, this is called in the ancient text, gathering of the satanic energies or satanic forces. And they got Project CERN over in Switzerland, which is opening up a gateway or a portal, like it says in John 10, where they're trying to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. So the good shepherd, he stands at the gate. That means portal in the ancient text. He stands at the gate, and his sheep who hear vibration, frequency, they hear his voice, they follow him. No other voice, frequency, wave of vibration do they follow. So your job, my brothers, your job, my sisters, is all of this mumble jumble I've been talking about for an hour and a half. It's great shiznits, great informing. However, at the end of the day, if there is a trigger point that you got, you are a sleeper soldier. You are part of the demonic horde. Now remember, this is demonization versus spiritualization. This is how you know what side of the camp you're on. This is weaponized demonic energy versus spiritualized God energy, big energy. This is what is called the twilight language. Now, I don't want to get too deep into the esoteric, but let me make sure you over, under, and understand the spiritual battle that is taking place inside of your skull right now. It is the gathering of the armies for the battle of the end times, the end of the age, the end of days. Remember that movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger, End of Days? That's what they were talking about. And they met in that movie in a church. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was fighting. I know. Look at the name. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwartz. That has to do with a switch. That has to do with a Schwartz watch. That had with changing of time. And then N-G-R. Nagar. That means royalty. Where we get the word, you know, N-I, you know, what we call black folks. Negroes. And it's interesting that he played the character. Because it is the summoning of the demonic realm. So demonization means the summoning of the power is the ability to cover themselves for the final attack. That's what demonization means. So in the book of Revelation, when it's talking about the Battle of Armageddon, what it's talking about, it is talking about the prophesied gathering for the battle of the end times, the at the end of this age. We are at that time right now. This battle is taking place. So right now, while you're thinking, they want you to focus outside of the body so that way they can control what is called the mount. That's the crown chakra. That's the, again, King Arthur and the Round Table. That's the Circle of Willis. That's that freaking circle that I gave you called the Life Optimization Chart that was found underground in India in a cave that my son sent the video that I just shared with you guys. That is called Via Maris, V-I-A-M-A-R-I-S. That chart that was found on the ground is called Chakra Via Menis. It's an ancient fort that was built to guard Via Maris, V-A-R-M-A-R-S. This is all talked about at the mount. The mount means crown chakra, top of the head. So once you understand the etymology of what's going on, all of this is talking about what is taking place inside of the mount, the crown chakra, the top of the head. Because, again, remember those fallen angels? They landed on Mount Herb Mount. Crown chakra, top of the head. It's all about controlling your crown chakra, the Circle of Willis. So everything is leading up to the great day of God. That is, again, what everybody is leading up to, because that's the day when Revelation 16:16 takes place. That's the day when you make a decision to go left, or you make a decision to go right, or you do what it says in Revelation 16:16. You was like the church of Laodicea. You was lukewarm. You was in the middle. You didn't choose to do what I do. What do I do? Take total responsibility for my life. The word kingdom means you take responsibility for your life. All of this, that's what this is all about. Are you going to take responsibility for your life? That means that you should be a single standing column of waveform energy. That means that if you are dependent upon other people's energy, that means that you got somebody that if they pull their money, if they pull their resources, if they pull, they say you can't live in their house, if they take your car, if they take your water rights, if they take whatever, you're going to collapse and die mentally, meaning that you're going to have a mental breakdown. Remember, triggers. You are a sleeper soldier for the devil and the dark side if you have a trigger. What is a trigger? Anything that I can push and something comes over you. Meaning that if I mess with little Johnny, or if I take your car, how about if I take all your money? What's going to happen? You're going to go off. What if I cut you off in traffic? You're going to go off. Those are triggers. So that's what this is about. You got to get rid of all of those triggers. You got to reprogram yourself. And how you do that? Establish a new habit. How you do that? I'll talk about that in the life management system. That's the whole purpose of the life management system, to help you understand, again, what I call behavioral cladonomics. So I got a whole doctrine, a whole book that explains behavioral cladonomics, the household management of the soul. So that way you win the battle of Armageddon. Because guess what? It's already taking place, boo-boo, in your head right now. You saying that this nigga don't know what he's talking about? Or are you saying, hey, that makes sense? Because Strong Concordance number H420, Strong Concordance number H4023, Strong Concordance 4023, where we get the word, again, Megiddo, place of the crowds and place of the crowns. That's the top of the brain, crown chakra. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. Source Code has a name that no man, woman, child can pronounce. His name, her name, its name is the entire Word of God according to the book of Revelations. The S-U-M, the S-O-N, and the S-U-N has established a frequency, a wave, a vibration inside of you called the Ruach or the Pneuma. And the Ruach or the Pneuma is going to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brothers, as always, my beautiful sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
I never wanna let you go.
Sweet.
the same as y'all of me, and I love you so through infinity. Cause I'm the source and so are you, baby. DNA is our memory. I've been blessed with a trinity, so I'm going loud like some symphony. I will die for your life, so girl, don't you worry about anything. I would slay for a billion years just to give you billions of happy faces. Break you out of these messy maces and break you out of these petty races. Every second I'm thinking, pondering, when's the day that I can get you onto this? Love yourself and the rest will follow bliss. Love yourself because your father fathered this. Yeah, I know that you'll hit some obstacles. You're a goddess, so mission impossible. Yeah, I got to go, but I never went. I'ma make sure that you never pay rent, cause all my baby girls from the heaven sent. I'ma kill devils if they try to make you bent. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.